President?
Yes, sir.
Dick Russell.
Good God, I'd rather hear your voice than hear Jesus this morning. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm up and where I can walk a little bit, and I'm...
Well, now, you going out to California?
No, sir, I'm going down to Puerto Rico for a few days.
Oh, it's wet and damp, and you'll get sick down there. All of my doctors tell me, I thought you was going out and sit around the Eisenhower. Palm Springs, I'll get you a nice house out there and let you take somebody and send you out there to look at something. And it's dry and got no moisture in the air. God damn, I told those doctors not to send you to Florida. You took pneumonia every time you went, and I did too. And then Puerto Rico's wet too. They say they got a good hospital at Puerto Rico.
They have got a good one down there.
Well?
Because they don't change the climate, but they... Well, I just want to tell you, I never will forget your thoughtfulness.
And I don't want you to remember my thoughtfulness. I don't want you to remember.
Particularly your calling. It's all these, nobody ever got in such service as I got. After you got on talking to one of these nurses, but I got this kid to get put in half my door.
Heck, haven't got anybody left like you. You all I got since my mama and papa and brothers and sisters got away from me. You all I got, and I just couldn't take any chances. And I said more prayers about you than I have said since Lady Bird threatened to divorce me 2 years after we were married. And I'm so glad glad you come through, and I just think you just got to take it easy. And if you're going to Puerto Rico, fine, and we'll...
My doctors don't seem to be too afraid.
Well, they got moisture in the air down there. It's damp.
Yeah,
it rains every afternoon.
It's humid. Ain't no question about that.
And that's your problem. And what they tell me...
They gave me humidity here. They made humidity for the first 2 weeks I was here. I had two big machines.
Well, maybe. They know better than I do. If they want to go to Puerto Rico, that's all right.
But I got an humble apology to make to you. I got knocked out up there, and they ruined this step program that I tried to work out.
Oh, I don't care about that. Just let it go. Only thing I care about is you're getting well. Now, somebody told me that poor little Bobby was up here.
Well, he was up here, yes, sir.
Is he going home?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
He went out there. These doctors...
These Russells are so sensitive. Why didn't he let me know when he's coming up here and so modest?
Well, he don't like to bother the president.
You're not bothering me. I yearn for it. I haven't got anybody to bother me. All I get is people I don't want to see. And I wished he'd call me. Well, he's got problems?
Well, they think he's going to get along all right. They sent him up here at this National Institute of
Health,
you know, and the doctors in Atlanta couldn't agree on it, and they kept him out there about 4 or 5 days, and they tell him he's going to get all right.
If he doesn't, I've got the best ones in the world.
A socialistic institution out there said he wouldn't even let him buy an aspirin tablet.
Well, maybe. If that's not any good, I've got the best in the United States at Houston. My gosh, we've got the cancer problem and we've got the heart problem.
The doctors in Atlanta debated a long time whether to send him here to Houston. They finally decided to send him
Well, you just, if you're talking to him, just tell him we got a brand new plane that doesn't have 100 hours on it with a pilot paid by the month. With a bed that holds 7 people, that flies 250 miles an hour, that's parked in our barn up at the ranch. It'll pick him up any day. He and his wife and them want to go, and his doctor, and take him to Houston and stay with him and bring him back. I'll have a place for him to stay, and if he'll just let me, I can't do it. I'll try to call him myself.
Fine, sweet of you, Mr. President.
Anytime he wants to.
I'll be in communication with him.
Just tell him that. Tell him that it's just waiting. There's no expense at all, because we don't write it. They won't let me anymore because it's connected with a radio station, and they won't let me touch it, and Lady Bird never rides in it, so it just sits there, and we have to fly it 3 or 4 hours a week to keep it up.
I know
it's a brand new one, though, and it's a honey and got a wonderful pilot. And tell him it's available anywhere he wants to go anytime.
Well, that's
fly 30,000 feet high. It's got to, it'll go above all the clouds and everything. And now let me ask you two other things. We're going to send the Marines in to protect the Hawk Battalion, the Hawk outfit at Da Nang, because they're trying to come in and destroy them there, and they're afraid the security provided by Vietnamese are not enough. And all the military and all the Joint Chiefs and all everybody, including McNamara and Rusk. And I've told them to clear with everybody, and they've cleared everybody but Stennis, and they haven't been able to reach Stennis. And has anybody talked to you about it? I'm sure they haven't, because you've been sick. I guess we got no choice, but scares the death out of me. I think everybody's going to think we're landing the Marines, we're off to a battle, and I don't think it's It's, of course, if they come up there, they're going to get them in a fight, just sure as hell. They're not going to run, and then you're tied down. And if they don't, though, and they ruin those airplanes, everybody's going to give me hell for not securing them, just like they did last time they made a raid.
Yeah.
So it's a choice, and it's a hard one, but Westmoreland and Taylor come in every day saying, please send them on, and Joint Chiefs say, please send them on, and McNamara and Russ say, send them on. So I told them yesterday to go and clear with the congressman. They've talked to Fulbright, and they've talked to Rivers, and they've talked to Ford, and they've talked to everybody except Stennis.
Uh-huh.
And
Stennis is off hunting down in Florida this weekend. I forgot about it.
I can't get him. And what do you think?
Well, I don't know if we're going so damn far, Mr. President. It scares the life out of me, but I don't know how to back up now. It looked to me like we just got in this thing and there's no way out. We're just getting pushed forward and forward and forward.
That's right.
And forward
that is exactly
forward.
Right. That's right. And we're losing more every day.
That's right.
We're so, getting in worse. They're taking back.
Thing, yeah, these Marines, they'll be killing a whole lot of friendly Vietnamese. They're going to shoot everything that comes around those airplanes. They've been trained to do that, and that's their business. And
airplanes ain't worth a damn, Dick. You can't tell what they are. They just scare the countries. They just scare their prime ministers. That's all they worth
a damn. Those airplanes bombing those jungle trails out there like
bombing anything. They did it in the Ruhr, and I guess they can do it in Industrial City, and I guess they can do it in New York, but they can't do it in the barracks. Hell, I've had 160 of them over at barracks, and it's 27 buildings, and they set two on fire.
That's
the damnedest thing I ever saw, and the biggest fraud. Don't you get your hopes up that the Air Force is going to defend us, because
I haven't at all. I haven't at all. I know they're not.
Now, Rivers is just giving me hell on a $1 billion bill here.
That's a bad thing, Mr. President.
Well, I've asked him to hold it up until I can make my study. And I've got my study going. I'm going to give them an increase that I've got hidden in my budget. I've got enough. I can give them a couple hundred million, a little bit. But he wants to show that he is more powerful than Benson, and he's got Hebert sicking him on because he lost the 8th Naval District. And he's down here talking to me two or three times, and he says he's got to identify himself, that they listen to Carl Benson and Dick Russell, and McNamara don't listen to anybody else, and he's got to serve notice on him that he's got to listen. And when McNamara tries to listen, why, he comes up with a $1 billion bill, and that's why McNamara don't listen.
Of course, Mandel is an awful good fellow, but he's a hard man to listen to because he hadn't really got much to say. He can talk out pretty quick.
About like Frank Boykin.
That's what I say. That's right.
Well, now, what can I do about it?
I don't know, but I sure
they're going to have got 30 members over there for it, and I just can't have it, and I don't mind vetoing it, but I'm trying to hold him back. Jerry Ford said he'd help us this morning. Maybe he can hold him a little bit.
Well, he can do a lot with him. Jerry Ford got much influence with Rivers as anybody.
Well, he's going to try to get the Republicans to all come out against doing anything until they get the study.
Well, that's right. That's logical to get the study. And happen to know that Rivers is hell-bent on that thing. I talked to him. He talked to me, rather. And I said, Mendel, let's wait a little bit now. The president's looking in this whole thing. So well, said, I've already stated I'd gone.
Yes, and
what
he thinks, what they tell me, the boys around that I get to gossip from, I've had 400 of them down here at these meetings. I have 60 at a time, and I've had 8 of them now. Congressmen, their wives, and they talk a lot. You got lots of friends. I bet there's 50 of them ask about you, and I've talked to them about you. And but they tell me that Rivers' his strategy is somebody has poked him up, told him, I don't know, some advisor, I imagine, like Russ Blanford or somebody, that the way to get McNamara, the only way to control McNamara, that McNamara is too damn smart to try to control, but to take the military away from him, and the only way to take the military away from him is a pay raise. And by God, I'll tell you, there's a good deal in that. Those Joint Chiefs have done been to me, and they just laid it down and said, we cannot fight, defend this country unless we get this $1 billion. And I said, well, we'll study it. And I got them to go along. None of them agreed to it. But they all revolted and had to have $1 billion. And then I announced the study, and they haven't said anything against it. But that's what he's doing. He's trying
to. Rivers is going to press you pretty hard on that. But can't the leadership hold it up somehow or another? He used to have way over there in the house. He could hold those things up.
Well, niggers changed that. They've not changed that, my friend. And And I'm just catching more hell on that than
well,
you ever saw.
Well, I over here in the House, in the Senate, because a majority of my committee is committed to a pay raise.
Well, it's got to uncommit.
I can delay the hell out of it.
Uncommitted. Well, now, I don't want to talk to you long, because I got all day, and I'm just stretched out here in bed reading the messages. I've got a crime message and rent. I've got a crime message and rent. A crime message and rent. A crime message and rent.